Because you say this is a very positive step, but you're calling them a legitimate representative, which is what you called the Syrian National Council a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess at some point you secretly delegitimized them, because now they no longer were, but now this one is what they were a year ago. And now you're talking about technical committees for aid that you're already giving them, over $100 million, I think, and they don't seem to be asking for.
First off, it's $160 million in humanitarian assistance. And you know, as we have said previously, some of that's going through international aid organizations. But I think we all recognize that it needs to be used more effectively, need to be channeled more effectively.
You talk about that. They're not talking about that.
Well, indeed, they are.
If it's a Syrian-led process, they're talking about.
They are talking about this.
They're talking about weapons, and they're talking about a lot of things that you're not talking about.
Well, again, our focus all along here has been, you know, on several different fronts, but with our own assistance, it's been focused on non-lethal assistance, humanitarian assistance.
But why would they then need to work on these technical committees for money that you're giving them anyway and which isn't their priority? That seems to be all about what you want to do.
Well, again, there's an emergency aid meeting in London next week, so clearly this is a priority for them as well. Yes, I...
Is it allocated through the State Department? What agency is giving the money?
It's through the State Department. You know, much of it goes, and we haven't put out, I don't know when our last fact sheet was, but we do periodically update our fact sheets on Syrian humanitarian assistance. But much of the humanitarian assistance goes through international organizations.